Welcome to Inner Healers, a radio show dedicated to bridging science and spirituality by sharing the latest news on integrative health and overall well-being from a spiritual standpoint. Producer Luciana Stiglich, BASM, is a medicine woman and will be your host in this adventure. Join her every Wednesday to remember you can heal from within. You are an inner healer. Are you ready? This journey starts right here, right now.
Everybody, welcome to Inner Healers. As many of you know, Inner Healers is a worldwide community who believes healing comes from the inside. As such, we've created Inner Healers radio show to have a place where to join all our lights together. And because of this, today's topic for the day is, some people call it Qigong, others call it Qigong, and also the way in which you write this can be all together or separate. So to talk more about this, which is an ancient philosophy that also includes certain movements that connect us back to our center or our Qi, which is a vital force that lives within us, we have today with us from Israel, Daniel Taller, right? Taller,
Taller.
So yeah. Help me welcome Daniel. Hey, how are you? Thank you for being with us this morning.
Hello, guys. Hey, Luciana. Thanks for having me.
So can you please explain our listeners, what is Qigong, Qigong? How do you pronounce this?
Yeah. So usually we pronounce it Qigong or Qigong. Well, it doesn't really matter.
Qigong, like with Q, no?
It's no, Qigong. You write it with, you can write it with Q, but you pronounce it Qi. And actually, Qi is actually the vital force, but the real definition of Qi, it's the breath of life, the breath of everything. So if we understand that we get our Qi, or our vital force through breath, and everything is breathing. So the Qi is our breath, inner and external breath, and the Gong is the practice of Qi, or practice of cultivating our breath.
To so generate Gong also has to do with, you know, the sound.
No.
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, maybe it does, but I don't think so. So the Gong, I don't have it here. I have it in my clinic. So the big Gong that you make a sound with it, it's an instrument that I love, and I have a few of those. And the Gong in the Qigong, it's about practicing, okay? Practicing, living, and cultivating the breath of life, the breath, the universal force or chi or prana through breath, inner breath, outer breath, different kind of breathing.
And how do we do this? Like, how do we practice the, how do we take the breath of life into practice, which is, I think, what you're saying. How do we do
so, the ancient Chinese people were geniuses, and actually the Qigong practice is the esoteric practices or the most energetic practice in the Chinese medicine. And most of it comes from the shamanic practices. So Qigong comes from like thousands of years ago, like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. And it has a lot to do with shamanic practices. I'm also a shamanic healer, and I'm using lots of shamanic practices, and you can see lots of similarities. So the Chinese people divided Qigong into external Qigong and internal Qigong. The external Qigong was created to help people that suffering from too much fire in their head, like too many thoughts. And I'm sure that most of you, and you, Luciana, surely knows that trying to heal and practice meditation and do everything in our heads, in our minds, it's really hard because the monkey mind is so hard to, it's so hard to pass it, you know, to quiet it. So the external Qigong was created to help us heal the body, balance the body and the spirit through movement and not through thinking or working with our minds. So today we know that mind and body practices comes together. The mind can affect the body can affect the mind or the energy or the spirit. And if the mind can affect the body can affect the mind. So we don't necessarily need to walk from here. We can move our body through different kind of movement practices called Qigong, and that regenerate and renew the flow of the qi, of the blood, of the lymphatic system in our body. And we know that water that doesn't flow gets stuck and get muddy and everything, you know, turn ill, like illnesses comes from stuckness. So when we move through beautiful flow, the flow returns, the qi flow and the blood flow and the lymphatic flow returns, and the body heals and the mind heals as well.
Okay, so for our listeners who might be listening to you for the first time, for some of you, maybe Daniel is not a new person. Maybe you've seen him in my previous periscopes, and maybe, you know, on Instagram when we posted things together. But for those of our listeners who maybe are listening to you for the first time, what can you tell them about your background? How is it that you work with Qigong now, or with Qigong now?
Qigong. So my background is, I met Luciana in my shamanic initiations in Peru. So I'm using lots of sound healing and shamanic healing, with combinations of different kind of meditation and theta healing, and a lot of dream work, lots of dream work, shamanic dream work, and other kind, night dream works, and Qigong. So actually Qigong came later. In my traveling through South America, I started to practice some movements, and I used to do yoga before, but then when I was camping or traveling in the wild, I started moving my body in a different way. And I remember that somebody saw me some morning practicing whatever my body wanted to do. And he told me, "Hey, you practice Qigong." And I told him, "No, I'm just moving." And he told me, "Yeah, I do Qigong. And you're practicing Qigong." And I was like, "Okay, cool." And then I came back to Israel, where I live, where I'm from, and started learning Qigong. So I did a Qigong instructor course. And then I went to China for a month and a half, practiced Qigong in a Chinese Qigong Academy, Shaolin Academy. And I continued studied from different teachers around the world. And I started to integrate the Qigong and the movement and the breath, and also the internal Qigong that have lots of actually shamanic meditations into my practices. So when I work with people, I teach them external Qigong. And if I work individually with patients, usually I give them some Qigong movements or meditations to practice at home. Because Qigong, for me, the best way that everyone can harness and take control of their health. Because if we go to a therapist, he is the one who heals us. But if we practice Qigong and meditation, we can heal ourselves, we can take control of our health. So it's amazing.
And how difficult is it? And what do you need to learn this discipline? Is it a discipline? So, is it more like a philosophy? Is it like a movement based thing? like how can you explain us a little bit about this?
So the Qigong can relate to the Taoist philosophy. It's not a cult or a religion. It's a philosophy of life, a way of life, the Taoist way of life or Taoist philosophy. It's an amazing philosophy. So you can definitely look it up. The Tao Te Ching is the most beautiful book. Really short one, like 100 pages. And all the everything you want to know, it's inside of there. So the Qigong practices are very, very simple. Some of them, if you go to the advanced ones, the internal Qigong practices can be harder. But the basic is very simple, and it's mostly about intention. So the body movements are very simple. They don't require strength or background in movement practices. When I teach, I usually say, when you practice Qigong, you need to do three things. One, try to do the movements as relaxed as you can. So relax the body, breathe, enjoy it, and smile. Have fun. And the other thing is never do it if you feel it's painful. Like, don't push it too much because you need to relax. And again, enjoy the movement. And the last thing is, if you look at, I don't know, my videos, or you practice with a teacher and you see the teacher is like, he has such a beautiful movement and yours aren't, it's okay. All you need to do is put your intention, attention, and awareness where you want to. And if the body can't do the, like, a perfect movement, it's fine. If your mind attention is the flow to this place, to my hand, the flow will start, okay? So actually you can practice Qigong all in here, because the most important thing is awareness and attention and intention, but the body movements can amplify it by 100%.
And the idea of the movement, what should it account for? So why is it important to move? What do you achieve when you move like that?
So, like I said before, when waters are, like, everything in life has a rhythm. Everything in life vibrates. Even the stones are moving all the time. We are moving all the time, even when we are not moving. We have a minor movement all the time. The atoms, the electrons, everything is moving. So when something doesn't move, it dies. When something doesn't flow, it gets sick. So what we want to do in Qigong is make sure that everything flows. And when everything is in flow, we are happy, we are in harmony and balance inside and outside. And we are, you know, we live our life healthy and happy. But think about emotions. Emotions are a wave of energy that comes from outside. You feel it. If you really feel it and let it, you really feel the emotions inside of you, it can go outside like it never came before. But if you don't feel it, means you keep it stuck, no movement, it will stay. And when it stays, you get sick or physically or mentally sick or emotionally dense, and it's not fun. So we want to keep the flow from out, in and out. That's it.
And I ask this because we've been going through a worldwide pandemic due to this coronavirus. So I was wondering, like, how is it that Qigong can help us go through this, but not just the, you know, getting infected part of the problem, but also the isolation part of the problem, because many of us in different parts of the world have been spending a lot of time at home because of this isolation to prevent the virus from spreading. And some of us in some other parts of the world are still going through this isolation. So how do you think this can help us?
So when you practice Qigong, you make sure that you stay healthy and in flow. So you strengthen your body to be more immune to everything, even the corona. So if you practice Qigong, practice breathing and meditation, if you feel good physically and emotionally, you will probably be more immune to everything, to life itself, you know? And I can teach you like two very simple practices, one for the lungs, so for the respiratory system, very simple, very nice one. And the other one is for the heart. And when you practice the one for the heart, you can send love to anyone around you or anyone in the world. And when you send love unconditionally, you feel like you're also getting love. Something expands inside of you. And you feel oneness and together and not alone anymore. And also when you practice, you can always remember that for sure there are some other people in the world that practice the same, like Qigong, same time that when you're practicing. And even if you're not physically together, you're all together practicing under the same roof of sky and energy, and just enjoy it, you know? And I think another very important meditation, like still meditation, that comes from the Qigong and the shamanic world is the inner smile. And the inner smile is something that you learn how to smile to yourself, smile to your body, to your emotions, smile to the world, smile to your soul and oversoul. And when you do it, everything goes away. There is only smiles, there is only happiness, bliss, if you practice it enough. And in those times, I practice it a lot because I need inner smile, and I'm sending the smile to everyone around me. So it's really, really nice practice, and it helps.
So do you think we can show some of this to our listeners?
So we have two options, and Luciana, you decide. So I have a very nice video of external Qigong, like movement practices for cleansing the body and opening the flow. It's 10-minute video with beautiful meadow, and this is one thing. Very good for the morning. You can also find it in my YouTube channel. And if you want, I can teach you now without a video live those two or three practices for respiratory system, for the heart, and for the inner smile. So what do you think?
So which one do you feel more comfortable with?
I don't care, you know, for me. Maybe I'll teach the three exercises without the video, and then we can tell them where to look for my YouTube channel, and they can practice it in YouTube, you know?
Sure.
Okay. So when we talk about the respiratory system, we talk about the lung, and in the Chinese medicine, the lungs are connected to the large intestine. So the inner, like life comes in and death comes out, you know, in, out. And what we want to do is we want to open up the chest, or we use the sound like S. This is the sound of the lungs. And when we use the sound of the lungs, we can cleanse the lungs and breathe new energy. Okay, and do some very powerful cleansing. Okay, so what we'll do is, let's try it. So we can start by putting our hands on the chest and breathe a few times from the nose to the chest and to the belly. And just smile. Just feel it. Feel the breath. Feel your body. And now try to take your hands down. Breathe. Take the hands up through the middle of the body. Inhale. New energy. White energy. The color of the lung is white. So you inhale white. Take the hands up and you push the negative energy, the dense energy, the black and the black that you have inside. Okay, so like a black smoke comes from the lungs through the mouth with the sound of S. So you do this in and out with and then you take your hands down and let the energy, all the black smoke, the dense energy, you imagine like it goes to the ground, to Mother Nature, to Pachamama, and the ground and the plants, they know how to change it into pure energy, okay? So again, we take a deep inhalation in, pure white energy, and out black smoke with and out to the earth. And now we can do it 3 times, 6 times, but between each time we breathe a few more breaths to the chest, white light, and we feel it. Okay, so this is the breath and the sound of the lung, the S. White comes in, black goes out, we cleanse the lung and the respiratory system, and everything starts to move again. And the lung, the air, the oxygen that comes in, comes with pure energy, new energy to the body. So if we don't breathe good enough, or there is something stuck here, emotionally or physically, this is a beautiful way to clean it. Okay, you can also tap your chest to clean your lungs. Like this. Okay. Now, what about the heart? So we want to send some love to everyone. And what we do, the sound of the heart is ha. Like H and A. Ha. With a sound or just with the air goes out. Okay, whatever you like. So what we do here is we take the hands from beneath, and the color is red. We take it down. We do like this. Breathe in red light. And then we open up and exhale. And spread the love. So, in, we open the chest and the heart. And exhale, we push the love from the heart out and share it with everyone else. You can imagine people you love, people you know. You can imagine all the sentient beings, all the plants and animals and all the people that are suffering from the corona now. So you take it in and out. And again, in, red light, and unconditional love, out. You can do it while sitting or while standing, whatever you like, but try to feel it, like you open up and you share it. And everything, all the love that you need, you take it from outside, but actually you have everything you need inside of you. So you just need to open up the chest, like the heart chakra, and let it just flow. Flow in, flow out, and share it with people. So we have the S sound to clean the lung. And we have the Ha sound to open up the chest and to share our love with ourselves and with everyone around us. And Luciana, do we have time for another exercise? Like,
yes.
Yeah, okay. So the inner smile, we can do it as like a long meditation, but I will just explain how it works. And you can try it on YouTube or you can try it yourself. So the inner smile is a beautiful meditation. When you start the meditation by finding a way to smile. So there are different techniques. You can think about a beautiful sunset or a beautiful place in nature. You can think about happy memories, or the way I like to do it, but it's a bit difficult to explain. It takes longer time. That you go inside your heart, like a quantum journey inside your heart, and you find your inner self, your godly particle inside of you, your soul. And when you find it, you just smile, because this is what happens. You just realize that you're pure. So whatever way works for you to find a little smile. And when you're able to smile internally or externally, hold it, amplify it, smile. Smile to your heart, smile externally and internally. And when you find the smile, you can decide what you want to do with it. So you can smile to your organs, and make sure that they are happy and healthy by smiling and dissolving all the heavy energy, because smile is, there is no judgment in smiling, just accepting and sending love. It's just smiling, simple as it. So you smile to your organs, you can smile to yourself, you can smile to past traumatic events and just heal them, because you say, I accept you and I smile. It's a combination. The smile contains love and acceptance, no judgment. So you can smile to whatever you like. You can smile to other people. You can smile to the conflict between you and other people. You can smile to the conflict of the coronavirus. Just smile to it. Let it dissolve. Just pure it. With your smile, with your pure intention of smiling accepting the situation like it is, because we have no control of it, and just smile. Smiling is the best thing that we can do in situations that we have no control in. So find a way to smile, past memories, beautiful sunset, or find your own source of soul and pureness, and then decide where, to who you want to smile, and just do it.
So should we do this so that our listeners can follow us while we do this?
You want to do it now? Yeah, sure. So how long? 2 minutes, 5 minutes?
How long do you need to find your smile?
For me, it's, you know, I practice it every day. So for me, it's, I'm smiling now. But how long will it take you? You smile also.
Maybe we could try doing it like for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, sure. Can you share some like nice meditation music from your computer?
Do you have one at hand?
I can try, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I can open up some nature sound. And I don't know if I can share it. Can I share my audio? Share computer sound.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay. So I'm sharing computer sound.
You can share audio, you can share an image, whatever you need to share.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. Can you hear my sound? Dana, can you hear it?
Yes, and I can also see your screen.
But you can hear the sound good enough?
Yes, but I think it would be better if you don't share your screen so that we can see you while you're doing it.
Yeah, I don't know how to share only sound with no screen.
Ah, gotcha. But maybe if you just have it sounding in your end, it will still, it's like you will have a sound as a background, right?
What?
If you like turn on the volume.
Oh, okay.
You can have that as a background while you talk.
Now, can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. And you can hear me as well?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, let's close our eyes. And let's put two hands on the center of the chest. Take some, like, few breaths, like, soft and gentle breath in and out. Let's breathe through the nose to the belly, gently and softly. And just relax the body and the mind. And now let's try to think about a beautiful, happy memory that we have. A strong memory that we know that can make us smile, that can make us happy. And just think about it. You can also think about a beautiful place in nature or a sunset. And if you know how to just smile because you love life or you love yourself, smile. Smile internally, and you can also smile externally. And hold it. Continue smiling. And breathing. And let's try, first of all, smiling to our body. So the body is the beautiful vessel that allow us to experience life. Let's smile to our body, and we can see how every cell, every organ in our body just lights up with beautiful white light all around the body. Lots of white lights. All the cells, all the organs just lit up. And you can also try to imagine small emojis smiling in all the cells of the body. You can imagine white light spreading through the entire body. Purifying your physical body, your energy body. Smile to it. And try to amplify your aura, your aura, the light, the white light that comes from your body, amplify to your surroundings, maybe 0.5 meter, 1 meter from you, all around you, like a white ball of light surrounding you. And just shining the smile, the internal smile. And now let's send a smile to the corona crisis, the COVID-19 crisis. Let's smile to the virus itself. Let's smile to all the dense energy and situation that it brought to our lives. Just smile. Accept it. Smile to it. Let it dissolve into white light. It can be hard. You might need to practice it a little bit. There's no judgment. But if you can, it's just beautiful. Just smile. Okay. And because we are short in time, let's keep the smile to the corona and all the COVID situation. Let's keep it shining, keep smiling out to it. But let's return with our attention and intention and our focus to our body. Let's smile to our body again. Let's breathe in deeply. And slowly and gently we can open the
we can open our eyes. Okay.
Thank you for that. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Yes,
it thank was you good for time. Asking me to do it. I enjoy it every time.
And now we have a question from one of our listeners. Can we take it in?
You're going to ask me?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm listening.
Okay, so this is what he says. His name is Juan Manuel, and he says, sometimes I feel like sad and depressive because I'm anxious about the sense of the life, but I'd like, I don't hope much from the life. What can I do?
Okay.
From so, a Qigong standpoint or a Qigong standpoint.
Yeah, of course, of course. So you know me, Luciana, and you know that my perspective is not only from Qigong, but from everything that I'm doing and learned in life. And the inner smile, it's, I think, the most beautiful perspective. And the Taoist, and I invite you to read the Tao Te Ching, the Book of the Way. This is the name, the Book of the Way, the Taoist, all the Taoist philosophies in it. And the Qigong philosophy basically is saying just relax. When we live life in a struggle, and in the modern life we live, it's so hard. I know it. I struggle with it sometimes also. Like, obviously, all of us are struggling with life sometimes. But the Qigong and the Taoist way of living is just connecting with the flow of life again. So when something is trying to push you, don't push back. Use the flow in your advantage. And what you need to do for doing it is just relax. If you guys know Aikido, Aikido is the martial art that's all about using the power of the enemy, the energy and the flow of the enemy against him by relaxing myself and just letting the flow of his attack continue, but not continue and punching me, but continue to a different place. So when you smile to life, you accept whatever comes flowing towards you and you just let it flow. And if you will practice it, in the beginning you might feel you can, maybe you will succeed to smile for 1 minute, for 5 or 10 minutes, and it's amazing. But then you will go on with your day and it will fade away. But when you keep practicing, eventually you will feel the energy, the smile will go with you to the day, through the day, for a few hours, to the entire day. And the most important thing is to keep the awareness of what you feel. So now I feel stuck. I feel dense energy. I'm sad. If I remember to breathe and to smile to it for a few seconds, I can dissolve the stuckness and the dense energy and bring the flow again. And when I bring the flow again and smile, everything goes away.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for being with us today. For those of our listeners who might want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
So actually, most of my platforms right now are mainly in Hebrew, but you can start and practicing my Qigong routines, videos in YouTube or in my Facebook channel, Facebook page. And soon enough, I will open up
YouTube channel in English, maybe in Spanish also as well. But for now, you can practice it writing Daniel Thaler. So Daniel, it's D-A-N-I-E-L. Space Thaler, it's T-A-L-L-E-R. And you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube. And hopefully soon enough, you will have everything in English as well. You can write to me. You can ask me questions. I'm doing online workshop courses and also private sessions online. So I'm here for you guys. If you have some questions, write to me.
Thank you for being with us today. And we hope to have you again soon.
Yeah, of course. We can talk about lots of other very interesting stuff.
Like your shamanic dream sessions, for example, or the healing you were also talking about. So yeah, we really hope to have you again soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Luciana. Thank you, all the listeners. Have a beautiful week and beautiful time. And
you
smile.
Thank you, bye.
Radio show dedicated to sharing the latest news on integrative health, overall well-being, and spirituality. You can follow Inner Healers on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Join producer, host, and medicine woman Luciana Stiglich, BASM, every Wednesday for mind and heart-opening episodes. For questions and comments, drop her a line at luciana@innerhealers.org. and support her work by donating on PayPal. Come back next week for another interesting conversation with one of her guests. To remember, you can heal from within. You are an inner healer.